Attorney General Janet Reno said today that preventing church fires and catching those responsible remains one of the Justice Department's highest priorities. Hundreds of federal agents are investigating approximately 140 suspicious church fires that have taken place in the South since January 1995. Yesterday, two Ku Klux Klan members pleaded guilty to burning two black churches last summer in South Carolina. No evidence of a national racist conspiracy has been uncovered. While the spotlight has been on the plight of the black churches, officials warn that all places of worship are at risk. In Mobile, Alabama, federal agents and local officials are teaching congregations how to protect themselves. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
There was a time when churches didn't worry about locking sanctuary doors or leaving on lights when church buildings were empty, but no longer. The recent rash of church burnings, many at predominantly black churches in the South, has congregations looking for ways to protect their property. Marion Dubose is a deacon at Mobile's Mount Zion Baptist Church.
Well, I was concerned about all these church burnings I've been hearing on the news, and personally, I don't believe that they are racially motivated, but I do think that it's something to take notice of.
Dubose was among the 60 church leaders, both black and white, who gathered at the Mobile Police Department this week to learn more about the fires. The FBI's Nick Walsh says federal agents across the country have been getting together like this with churches.
I think church fires are on a lot of people's mind now. It's gotten a lot of media attention. People are concerned, they're scared, and we hope we can reassure them and also give them ideas on how to not be an easy target for arsonists.
At the meeting, Mobile Police Lieutenant Frank Woodard told church leaders that simple, common sense measures can thwart would-be arsonists.
Lighting and locks go a long way towards keeping out people who would otherwise commit crimes. People are deterred. They don't want to spend a lot of time. They don't want to draw attention to themselves. And when you have the proper locks and when you have the proper lighting, these folks go somewhere else and bother someone who's less well prepared. We hope that none of the
Some South Alabama churches have already installed new lighting and alarm systems. In rural or remote areas, parishioners have started volunteer patrols to keep watch on their places of worship. Eddie Avery is a deacon and associate minister at Andrew Street Church of Christ in North Mobile.
And a lot of the things that they suggest that we are doing at our congregation. But then again, we have a smaller congregation that's in suburbs that need a little more protection.
Like other predominantly black congregations in the South, Avery says his church has been undergoing a fire prevention inventory since churches started burning in the region.
A lot of time, we let things like this just go by and never say anything until it come home to us, until it hit us.
Since 1990, according to the FBI, at least 41 Alabama churches have burned in suspicious fires. 24 occurred at predominantly African-American churches, and 17 at mostly white churches. The fires at black churches have received the most attention, partly because they appear to be racially motivated attacks. But arson is a problem for all places of worship, no matter what the race of their membership, says Julie Reynolds with the National Fire Protection Association.
Arson is the leading cause of fire for churches.
Reynolds says there are about 300,000 religious congregations in the country, and arson strikes an average of 600 a year.
Houses of worship can be very vulnerable to fire. They are often vacant. Sometimes they are located remotely in a community. Sometimes a congregation cannot afford security provisions that might protect them from an intruder such as an arsonist.
And many of the unsolved cases in the South are at small, rural churches. And while racial hatred is considered a motive for some, including one case in Alabama, the FBI says the most common reasons for burning churches are to cover for burglary, vandalism, or a fascination with fire. But whatever reason would-be arsonists torch churches, officials urge congregations to take precautions to protect their houses of worship. This is Debbie Elliott reporting.